Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent, and your host. Today we have Ron Moss, our Elementary Supervisor, as our special guest. Good afternoon.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Oh, I know.
Good afternoon to you.
And we are going to be talking about our pre-K program, which is very pertinent right now. We have registration going on, and Mr. Moss is going to tell us all about Haywood County Schools' wonderful program and how you can get your kids involved. So we're going to start out just a little bit about the background. We have 8 elementary schools. Tell us about how many pre-Ks we have.
And we have 6 pre-K sites, 2 at Jonathan Valley, 1 at Hazelwood, 1 at Clyde, 1 at North Canton, and 1 at Meadowbrook. And great programs, great teachers. All of our teachers are certified.
Same credentials as a classroom teacher.
Yeah, same credentials as a classroom teacher. All of our facilities are 5-star rated.
That's awesome.
Great program here in Haywood County. We do talk often about our pre-K being another year of school. We are a developmentally appropriate pre-K, but we also work with kids on reading and math, and you know, we have them ready for kindergarten. And I do know when I first came here, you know, we would oftentimes have a pretty large number of our pre-K kids end up in Title I in kindergarten, and truthfully over the last 5 or 6 years that's not been the case. What we try to do is we take kids where they are when they come in. Kids that need a lot of the background skills that are necessary for reading, they're worked with there. If a child's coming in reading, we move them forward, and our teachers are really good about meeting kids where they are. And
our schools love these programs.
Yes,
they
do.
I know Mr. Moss and I love to go out in the schools and see these kids. They just think they're so...
Well, and I'll tell you another big plus in all of this. Those pre-K students become the leaders in kindergarten because they have already been at the school or in school for a year. They go to kindergarten where other kids may not have been in our pre-K. They know the routines. They know what goes on. And they really do become leaders. So that's another positive thing.
It is. I mean, their day is just a wonderful day. They, like Mr. Moss said, they have a lot of academics and a lot of play and developmentally appropriate. So now you said we have 8 elementary schools and pre-K's only at 6 sites. And I know you and I worked together several years ago just trying to increase those. We had 4 and we tried to get those at 6 sites. Maybe one day we'll be at all 8.
Yeah, I hope so.
I hope so too. And But Junaluska does not have a pre-K. So if I live in Junaluska's district and I wanted my kid, can they go to another pre-K?
Yes, they can. What we do is when parents fill out the application, all of our pre-K sites are listed. They can rank order the site on the application in order of preference. So let's say a parent at Junaluska probably would pick Clyde to be their first choice. If Clyde's site filled up before we got to that particular student's name, the second choice most likely is going to be Hazelwood. We would then end up placing the child at Hazelwood, and they would get a slot if that slot is available. Now, the only difference, you know, between students who are living in a district and who aren't, we do provide transportation for families who live in a district. So for example, if I'm in the Hazelwood pre-K and I live in the Hazelwood school district, kids can ride the bus. But if I live in the Junaluska school district and I'm going to school at Hazelwood, transportation would not be provided from Junaluska to Hazelwood. The parents would have to bring them.
So, yeah, we just want to make sure if you're listening out there, and hope you are, that you know just because there might not be one in your district, this is available, and we encourage you to apply.
Yes.
Regardless of where you live. So, Mr. Moss, how does this application process work?
Okay, applications are currently available at central office. They'll be available up to April 3rd. all a parent needs to do is come by central office and request an application from Phyllis Birchfield, the receptionist at the front desk, or they ask to speak to Elaine Kleinert. They take the application home, they fill it out, they bring it back with all the information that's required. Their name has then gone on a callback list so that they can be called back with a time for screening, the day that we screen. And Elaine will be here to go through the application when it's returned with the parent, so if there's anything missing, she can let them know right here what needs to be brought in so that the application is complete. And in order for a child to be called for screening, we really need to have completed applications turned back in here by April the 4th.
Okay, so I was going to ask you. So yes. Applications are due April 4th. They're available now. And that's the only place they can get them is here?
Yes, here. Talk.
So you have to come here, the old Haywood County Hospital building. And if you need to call, that number is 456-2400. So just want to let you know that. So you've got some time, but go ahead and try to get those applications in. Tell us a little about the screening process, Mr. Moss, because I know you and I've worked in elementary schools and with elementary for a long time. And a lot of times the question we get is, but my kid doesn't know how to read yet, or, I don't think my kid's ready. What would you tell parents that felt that way about pre-K?
Okay, the fact of the matter is probably the majority of kids who qualify for pre-K are not going to be reading when they come to pre-K.
Right.
That's not a criterion. We use a developmentally appropriate screener that pretty much judges basically what number knowledge kids have. What, in other words, can they count to a certain point? What letters they may or may not know, following directions, things like that. It's not an academic test where they're going to be required to read something and answer questions or do math problems. It's just a screening that provides us information to get an idea about where kids are right now, so that next year, as soon as they get into a classroom, the teachers know what they need to be working on, with those kids.
So don't let that discourage you from coming and filling out an application.
No.
It has nothing to do with the strength or the weakness of any skills. The big thing is all kids benefit from that extra time in school, and even just the social aspect.
Right.
And that's what we've seen with our kids
Right. Socially.
A lot of kids, if they're able to get in that environment, they really thrive too. So
Right. They
enjoy that.
Right.
And it's been a good thing. Okay, anything else? The screening date, now when they actually get
yes,
screened.
Yes, the screening date will be April the 24th.
Okay.
And Elaine, my secretary, will be calling parents probably beginning, I'd say, the 1st of April with a time to bring their child in on April the 24th for the screening. And parents may have a question about when they would find out when their child is placed. We try to get that information to parents as quickly as possible, but I'm going to say probably no earlier than the end of May, no later than the first or second week of June. They would get a letter letting them know whether their child placed or didn't.
Okay, so anything else you want to add?
No.
Mr. Moss is retiring. I don't know how this is happening, but I just want to thank him for all he's done for the children of Haywood County. I know from working with him over the years that these kids are near and dear to his heart. And I love seeing you in the classroom. Those were our best times when we could go in there and play with those kids. So I appreciate everything you've done. And so just thank you, Mr. Moss, for being here. And thank you for listening. And have a wonderful day, Haywood County. Come register your kids for pre-K.
That's cool.